Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Single Greatest Prophecy Ever Given. Daniel 9 is one of the greatest chapters in the Bible. It contains what has been called the greatest prophecy ever given. It contains the key to the chronology of essentially all New Testament prophecy. No single prophecy is more crucial regarding biblical interpretation, apologetics, and eschatology than the 70 weeks of Daniel, as found in Daniel 9. It has been called, quote, the backbone of Bible prophecy, the mold of prophecy, and God's prophetic clock. Daniel 2 and 7 both give an overview of the times of the Gentiles, focusing on how the Gentile nations intersect with Israel, culminating in the second coming. Daniel 9 provides an outline of God's special dealings with Israel, emphasizing certain specific time markers and events that will culminate in the second coming. An outline of Daniel 9 goes like this. A, Daniel 9, 1 through 19, confession and prayer. B, Daniel 9, 20 through 27, prophecy, the 70 weeks of Daniel. The setting in Daniel 9 is that the Jews had been captive in Babylon for almost 70 years. Daniel, realizing from the prophecies of Jeremiah that after 70 years they would be able to return, began to pray accordingly. We read in Daniel 29, 10 through 14, "For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me, and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me, and find me, when you search for me with all your heart. And I will be found by you, says the Lord, and bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations, and from the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and will bring you to the place from which I cause you to be carried away captive." Note the words call, pray, seek, and search. Daniel realized that from the human responsibility side, the restoration was dependent upon repentance. And so, as a representative of his people, he interceded in prayer for them accordingly. We see the same principle regarding the Jews' final restoration. In Acts 3, Peter called upon the Jews to repent so the times of refreshing and restoration could come, meaning kingdom restoration that will accompany the second coming of Christ. See Acts 3, 19 through 21. The principle is that before Israel can be restored, they must come to repentance. It is for this reason that the first 19 verses in Daniel 9 emphasize confession and intercessory prayer, with the request that God restore his people Israel. As Daniel was praying, an angel came to him in order to give him further prophetic insight into the program of God concerning Israel. Daniel 9, 20 through 23. The specific prophecy that the angel gave to Daniel on this occasion is called the 70 weeks of Daniel, as found in Daniel 9, 24 through 27. Again, it is called the single greatest prophecy ever given. Let's read it together. Daniel 9, 24 through 27. 70 weeks are determined for your people and for your holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah, the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublesome times. And after 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off. But not for himself, and the people of the Prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end of it shall be with a flood. Until the end of the war, desolations are determined. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. but in the middle of the week he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering, and on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation which is determined is poured out on the desolate. Now to unpack it, which, Lord willing, we shall begin to do next time. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.